Welcome to Bad Play Style, a book club style video game podcast where we talk about a new game that we all played every episode. Hopefully you listeners at home have played the same game we did.
So you can avoid the horror of being mugged by the infinite spoiler.
Yeah, we are going to spoil any game we set out to play, and probably other games too, so be careful and check the fucking show notes so you don't get blindsided by the fact that, I don't know, Paul Rudd is Darth Revan.
No. Yeah, no, we get it.
No, that's not where I was going.
You didn't have to. You didn't have to. It's fine.
we're no stranger to subtext.
Here at Bad Play Style.
Bad Play Style.
My name's Matt.
I'm Keenan.
I'm Owen.
Musical today.
Welcome to the show. We play Domina this week. Keenan, briefly describe Domina for the class.
Domina is a management game wherein you are a Domina. You have inherited a...
Hold on for a second. A management game is the other type of indie game that Keenan likes to play besides Hotline Miami.
Besides Hotline Miami, yes. So you're a Domina and you control a Ludus.
What's a Domina?
It's a lady who controls a Ludus.
No.
I don't know. It's Latin, Roman.
It's Latin for female lord.
Okay.
Right?
So you lord a ludus.
Yeah. What's a ludus?
It's a pile of gladiator dudes.
It's a pile of dudes.
It's a playpen.
Yes.
It literally means where you play.
Okay. So, the whole game is about building up some beefy gladiator boys and getting them to fight and
making
hopefully
the thickest
not die.
Punch meat.
Yes.
Thickest punch meat wins.
Sweaty wrestle boys.
Sweaty wrestle boys. With swords.
Which is the other thing Keenan likes besides video games.
Yeah, sweaty wrestle boys.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have to be boys. I mean, they got...
No, they do in Domina.
Yeah, they do. Domina they do, but I'm saying...
Unless they're sweaty wrestle lions.
For Keenan.
But even then, there are lions with manes.
Nope, yeah. That's a good point.
Female lions can have manes.
Yeah,
they can. There's lions that have manes that are female.
But it's not as pronounced.
It's just as pronounced. It's just not very common. It doesn't happen very often.
Whatever, they're cartoon lions. We don't know what gender they are.
Pretty sure they're male.
So yeah, Domina's
mine
about...
was named Cornelius. Domina's what was your lion's name?
I don't know.
You
garbage.
Remember? Garbage. Oh.
My lion was named I Won One Fight and Got Sold.
You guys are not forming deep bonds with your gladiator.
Oh, I had to form deep bonds with the one who made it to the end.
Okay. I was committed to forming a deep bond with that lion, but the lion was not.
By way of dying.
You couldn't figure out how to heal the lion.
Yeah. Well... He couldn't figure out how to not get stabbed to death with a wooden sword.
Fuck wooden swords. Are we going to do games or just keep talking about Domina?
Well, I mean, we're sort of slow breaking it.
Okay, well, So
Keenan, do you want to talk about what games you played since the last time we talked? What did we talk about? What was the last game that we played? I don't remember.
Okay.
Damn.
So what have you been playing, Matt?
What have you been playing?
Shit, I don't know. Well, that's why I asked Keenan first.
So, I have been playing a lot more solo PUBG.
Okay.
Somehow fell back into that.
Why?
I'm not
saying that as like,
so like
why?
No, like, I get the edge on that you have because it's fucking brutal. But there's something really satisfying about playing that game and killing someone, like shooting someone to fall down and they just stay falling down.
No, instead of having that.
Instead of having the whole down but not out team function. So, like, I'll get, like, 2-3 kills in a solo game, and I'm like, cool, those guys are dead for sure. And, like, that feels good.
Alright.
You
been playing anything else? Play anything new, Keenan? I'm
trying to figure out if I played anything new. Yeah, I bought Destiny 2.
Why?
And I played some of that.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing we need to talk about. Keenan bought a $60 video game.
Yeah.
How much have you played the $60 video game?
Well, given the absolutely insane week I've had, not very much.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But, yeah.
Nods thoughtfully as he marks a clipboard.
I am level 9 out of 20, and I have enjoyed the time I have spent with it so far.
Okay.
Those are pretty much
all. Why did you buy Destiny 2?
Because I have friends who were playing it and wanted to play it with me.
All right.
And I have played it.
Suppose that's why you do that sort of thing.
Yep.
All right.
That's it. I mean, like, I could talk about the games I always play, but people know this.
So. You figure out what you've been playing, Matt?
Yeah. I got things to say. Obviously, Domina. I recently went over to a friend's house and made him play a bunch of games that he should play. Okay. We did a playthrough of Her Story. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
It's always funny because I've watched someone play that game a couple times. And I remember I talked about the first time I watched someone play that game. It was, like, interesting to watch their thought process. This time, I was, like, in my phone until the first twist. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to start actually watching.
Now it's time to plug in.
Now your brain has turned on. And then I played this game called Ib and Ob. Ib and Ob is a two-person puzzle platformer. It's super fucking cool. We couldn't, like, there was multiple times where, so, you remember that problem we had with Inside where it was like, I don't know how to solve this puzzle, and I just have to, like, completely fucking fail and feel like a bad person in order to understand what to do in the puzzle?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that didn't happen because the puzzles didn't kill you.
Okay.
Right? And when they did, they didn't kill you in a way that made me feel bad. They killed me in a way that made me laugh out loud.
Okay. So it is doable, is what you're telling
us. Yeah, it was super fun, and there was, like, I didn't expect physics puzzles from a platformer, but there was a lot of physics puzzles. I played a bunch of Gorn multiplayer with Keenan.
Oh yeah, we unlocked Gorn multiplayer. That's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, Gorn multiplayer is fun. The person who's in the VR headset on Gorn can't tell who is being controlled by a controller. Until you do something that the AI is, like, not allowed to do.
Yeah, it does not normally
do. And one of the things you could do is roll. And so what I kept doing was when Keenan would
roll, roll in any direction.
When Keenan would look away, I would head first roll at him. And he was always, like, looking all around, like super scared, because he doesn't know which one I am. Because I'm the dangerous
there's
one,
like four,
right?
There's, like, four guys, and they all have varying dumb levels of weapons. Yeah. And then one of them lunges at you, and you're like, that's Matt, kill him!
So I had to, like, pretend to be an AI, or wait for him to get overwhelmed, and then I would sneak in and, like, punch him in the back of the head.
Okay.
You know? So that was good.
Also, like, to control the punching with a controller after playing the VR mode is difficult.
Well, you swing the sticks like Dead Island style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's buttons that do, like, certain attacks, too, but, like, timing is really hard.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had to turn up the AI to, like, twice as fast to even make it possible for me to get a hit in edgewise. Yeah, because otherwise it's just like Ginsu.
Yeah, because the AI or the VR person will just like walk inside your range and chop your head off without even trying.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's brutal.
It's fucking brutal. But I can't wait to do it with 4v1.
Yeah, because you can do up to four.
You can do up to five people at once. Fucking excited for that. Moon Hunters, always good.
Moon Hunters.
And then I dived briefly back into Vermintide, and I realized something about Vermintide. That is almost a really good game.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's the solid core of something really beautiful in there, which is like a Left 4 Dead-style, like, horde game focused on melee.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, it's got, like, really good melee feel.
But there's too many things in between you, in between you and, like, playing the game successfully. Right, that aren't really, like, necessarily super apparent right at the beginning.
Things like hitboxes sticking out more than they should on terrain.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like when you first start playing the game, it's just like, oh yeah, I just walk into the horde and I, like, just go nuts at them, right?
Sure.
And then, like, you have to discover, like, oh, weapons have a certain number of enemies they can hit per swing, right? And then you ranges, I've always had a problem in first person judging the range of a melee weapon.
Okay.
Right? And I guess that's more on me, but, like, I feel like that could be communicated better. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I think this game should be third person. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think horde games only work in first person like that because of the lack of field of view.
Okay.
And I think third person.
Or maybe just let me crank up the field of view. I don't know, maybe that's a thing I could do. Maybe do it by default. I don't know. But
yeah.
Something like that, so I'm more aware, because the Skaven can come out of literally anything. Like, you can have your back to a wall, and they can come over the top of it.
Yeah.
Like, they can just come out of fucking anywhere.
Because they're rat people.
Because they're rats, and that makes sense. Like, whatever. But, and then, like, when you're blocking, there's, like, a shove mechanic, and it's super unclear how that works. You have to, like, experiment
it.
And it's, like...
And it's different on every character.
It's not fun to do, like, shoving stuff isn't fun. It's fun to just, like, wade in and hack, but that's, like, not a thing that's effective.
And that game has, like, a...
Even on the lowest difficulty. Like, the lowest difficulty is still super hard, unless you know exactly what you're doing.
Right, unless you know the mechanics. And then the different characters have totally different play styles.
Well, and it's not just the mechanics, it's the levels, too.
Yeah. Well, and like, I really like ranged characters in those games, so there's an elf with a bow, but all of the stuff, starting gear on the elf, totally blows. So, not only are you playing a harder way to play the game, but also, like, you're all single target damage. You're, like, it's not good. It's not good.
Well, anyway, I was playing that, and then a little bit later in that day, I watched a video of Left 4 Dead 2, and I was like, this is so much smoother, it so much more clearly communicates to the player, like, what it wants the player to do. The special zombies are so much clearer in their function and, like, a means of defeating them, right? Like, if I see a, like, a boomer or a smoker, the means of dealing with that are already in my hands, right? Where if I see a hook rat coming towards me in Vermintide, my means of dealing with that are, like, they're several steps away. Like, I have to stop what I'm doing, pull out my gun, aim the gun, because it's shitty fucking, like, smoothbore blunderbuss thing.
For reference, a hook rat is a rat with a dog catcher style apparatus to drag you around.
Right, so if they get in melee range with you, which you already, like, by default, you have your melee weapon out, and if you see a rat, you want to go get them, but if you get within melee range of them, you are instantly downed,
they just
and
you're
losing health now.
Okay.
It just, like...
They function a lot like the smoker without it being a ranged thing from Left 4 Dead.
I've never played Left 4 Dead,
But that's for the listeners as well, so...
Yeah.
Maybe some of our listeners haven't played Left 4 Dead.
They should, because those are really good games.
Yeah, I mean, I have a free copy of Left 4 Dead 2 on Steam.
I have a copy of Left 4 Dead 2 on my Steam account.
So, if somebody wants that...
We could play Left 4 Dead 2.
Let me know.
We could do that.
Owen, what have you been playing, Owen?
I've been playing two games, other than Domina and PUBG and our normal bullshit.
Yeah.
I went on a family trip, played Mario RPG.
Nice.
Legend of the Seven Stars.
That's a fantastic game.
Still a great game.
Yeah.
Put that on my tablet, paired it with my, like, little controller, played it on the airplane. And then I also started playing Nintendo's newest foray into mobile games.
Oh, what is that?
There is a Animal Crossing game for mobile now.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I've never played an Animal Crossing game before.
That's dangerous.
So I thought this would be the one I get into.
I hear that Tom Nook's a motherfucker.
I don't know. I haven't met him. He's not in the game so far.
Okay.
Apparently, I can buy a special chair and he'll appear, but...
you can buy the Tom Nook chair?
I don't have enough of the currency to buy that chair.
Don't do it, Owen.
It's cool, though. It's not available in the United States yet. They're doing that thing where they release it in Australia first.
Oh, okay.
So did you have to, like, do some trickery?
Yeah, so, the Play Store won't let you download it, but you can just go find the APK somewhere else.
No, okay. Sideload it.
Yeah, you just install that and then say you live in Australia. And I don't know, it's fun. I'm picking apples. I sent my girlfriend a friend code and she downloaded it. And now we're going to each other's campsites and I'm catching fish. And I bought an Argyle sweater for like 6,000 bells.
This sounds a lot like Animal Crossing.
Yeah. You guys should get it and then send me your friend code. No. And then I can sell you some of the fish that I have worked hard. Efficient.
I'm not going to do that.
As someone who enjoys Nintendo products, fuck friend codes.
Hey.
Fuck that.
Are you against friendship?
I'm against friend codes.
I think both those statements are true. Anyway, I was just going to say, I think it's a real shame that Mario RPG never got a sequel.
Yeah.
Spiritual or otherwise, that just didn't happen.
Yeah,
it was really weird that happened. Like, send corrections
it's right there,
to badplaystyle at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Send corrections directly.
It's like they never made a sequel to Super Mario World.
Yeah.
It's a real bummer.
Yeah.
Real heartbreaker.
They didn't do that.
Yeah.
Nintendo makes odd decisions, though, so it's
yeah.
Know, friend cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. This is the part where we talk about the infinite spoiler.
Oh.
I mean, we talk about
it all the time.
It's going to be at the beginning of this one, but I'm going to mention it again. If you don't want video games spoiled, don't listen to our podcast. We're going to talk about...
Fuck off!
Not like that, but... We're going to talk about any part of the video game we want to talk about. And I'm sorry. There's a notes, though, so, like, you know, be forewarned. Domina, why did you pick this game?
Because I thought Gladiator Management sounded cool. I like gladiators.
Hey guys, was it cool?
I thought it was pretty
cool. Yeah. Well, it was cool.
I'm on the fence about how cool it is.
I give it 3 out of 5 Jupiter's cocks.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right.
Do you know they made up that system of swearing?
Yeah.
It's just like Deadwood.
So, okay. It's pretty awesome. I give it a 4 out of 5 Jupiter's cocks when it works on my computer.
Okay.
But it doesn't work on my computer.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical issues with running it on your computer.
I have tried playing it 6 times on my computer and it has worked once.
Okay. I think your technical issues aren't nearly as bad as mine.
Okay.
Sometimes my gladiators are orange when they shouldn't be.
Okay. When I boot the game up right now, the screen is all white and never loads.
I don't know. White is a less egregious color.
Yeah, that is correct.
In our current political minefield here, orange is the worst color.
I would argue, having worked for an orange company, that orange is the worst color pre- and post-Trump election.
Okay. Well, so I'm just going to put this out here, and feel free to send all corrections to badplaystyle@gmail.com. All the best food is orange.
I don't...
We're not having this discussion anymore. That. I'm just putting it out there.
That's horse shit.
I'm just putting it out there.
Continue this discussion elsewhere.
Well, we cannot, because I'm unwilling to have it with you.
Anyway, only the weakest cheeses are orange.
We're going to talk about Domina. What was wrong with Domina, fellas?
It doesn't work.
Shut up, dude. Like, I'm done talking about that.
It got a little boring after a while, for me at least.
Okay.
The game, after like fiddling around with it a little bit, felt kind of solvable.
Yeah.
Where like...
Once you get that guy, you can't die.
Yeah, well, once you get your good gladiator, and you figure out which upgrades are the good upgrades. Mm-hmm.
It's a game that's very much about stumbling into what works.
Yeah.
And having to recognize it. And I definitely did, like, so I... played like half of a game, like half of a year, like on accident with my first play time, and then I pulled my save and played the rest of it on Matt's computer because the game wasn't working on mine. And I noticed in the second like half of the year that I was playing that I was sort of noticing patterns that were working a lot better, right? Like, that's the whole, because the game obfuscates so much of what's going on.
Yeah.
You just have to sort of stumble into the things that are good.
Like, I found out today there's a button you can press that makes more information appear on the main screen.
I accidentally ran into trying to talk to someone on Steam.
Although also the information isn't especially useful because...
It's mostly just their dumb names.
So I'm not saying that, like, that information makes the game more playable or, like, helpful in any way. I'm just saying that there's, like, there's the layer of information that the game never told me about, right? Mm-hmm. And was like... No, you just press tab. What are you, an idiot? And I'm like, no, you never told me to press tab.
Do you know how many games ask me to press tab that are single player? Fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much just like Bethesda games. So
Diablo 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the map?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diablo 1.
Yeah.
No, I leave the map on the overlay.
Yeah,
but I think you have to hit tab to get it there.
Yeah, that's the switch to bring it up.
See, like, it's, you're so used to it, you don't even think about it.
Diablo 3. Okay, so that's 3 games. I prove my
point. That's one game.
Okay. So, did anyone experiment with the different types of gladiators? Because I did not put money into extra.
On my first play, I did, and I can't tell you how much better or worse or why you would use the others. Like, they're cool. Like, I like that dude with the net and the trident. He looks neat.
I think that...
I started getting a few, and they were cool. But...
I think that... So, I did a thing... In my first playthrough of this game, I had... My good gladiator was a Thrakes, the dudes with the shields.
Sword and board, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, he would go in and he would tank it up, and he would kill people, but he wasn't, like, super quick about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got worried with crowds, and so in, like, big fights, I would have him go just... He's the only Thrakes, and then a bunch of Retarius. And the Retarius would throw in and, like, throw a bunch of nets on people so they couldn't engage with him.
I like this teamwork aspect.
Right? And then they would probably die because they were terrible. But their function had been served, which was stopping the entire pile from being on Vitruvius all at the same time.
Oh, you had a Vitruvius, too?
Yes. The Vitruvian man. Yeah. He was the perfect man.
I always like to imagine that my Vitruvius... would roll onto the battlefield doing cartwheels.
That actually, so his name being Vitruvius made me realize there needs to be like a character in a fighting game named like Vitruvius, whose special is that he pulls 2 extra sets of limbs out yeah. and, like, hits you with
That'd be
them.
Pretty legit. Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. So, Vitruvian like, he kicks strike. With three legs?
Yeah, well, because, you know, like, in Street Fighter, you have, like, high, medium, low. So, yeah, Vitruvian yeah. Man could do, like, two at once.
Right,
be,
right.
Yeah, he'd be, like, or, an like, ultimate mix-up character.
Or, like, he kicks you roundhouse style, but there's three hits to it.
Yeah, or something. All three yeah, legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you could do some neat stuff That'd with that cool. and timing and
you
like
said Street Fighter.
I did. oh, are you doing it now?
I'm doing it now because it's way easier. So,
what?
Yeah, I was learning about doing notes. Oh. So my super murder monster, who ended up being level 200 and totally maxed out by the end of the game.
Yeah, that's how they do.
His name was Rubellius, and being that the only other word that starts with Rubel that I know in modern English is Rubella.
Well, Rubidoux. Like,
no, that's not the same word.
Yeah, it is. Redness.
Anyways, it was weird because I was like, I have a disease gladiator who murders people. And he got to the point where, like, he was so good at his job that if people were too low level for him, he'd just roll up on them and cut their head off in one move.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Just boom, you're done. And it was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. It was like having Mike Tyson in your corner. Like, he just punches the dude once and it's over.
So what I noticed was that the Rotarius and the Murmillo like to stay mobile a lot more than the Thrax does. Like Thrax just runs straight towards the thing it's decided to kill,
and then just
holds up his shield and goes wham 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 with the
occasional rollout.
Yeah.
So on my second playthrough, I exclusively used Thracians.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like I don't know, worked pretty great for me. Like. It saved me the trouble of, like, having to go that deep down the research tree early in the game.
Oh, I never researched him. That was just given to me.
Oh, yeah. You get him occasionally, too.
I was weirded out when I got a guy who was dual wielding.
Yeah.
He was like, I got two weapons left with that. Why don't you have two swords? Why didn't they give you two swords if you're that guy? He did all right.
Yeah, if you fully upgrade him, he gets a two-handed sword.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gets his Y-hander plus.
That's cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, that's actually, like, the historical term for it.
So,
it's the Y-hander plus.
I was reading
a ZZL-sized sword.
I was reading a thing the other day about how, like, we have all these names for, like, different classifications of sword, and how, like, probably in the ancient era and the medieval era, they would just be like, no, that's a sword. Right? Like, the same way we'd be like, that's a gun.
Big sword, he uses regular
sword.
Right,
and like, instead of saying, like, this complicated name or whatever, you'd be like, this is a sword, it has these features, right? Like, you would talk about its, like, this is my sword, it has an extra long hilt, so I can use it with two hands, so it's a two-hander, right? Like,
sure.
And that's a term that didn't come into fashion until much, much later. Anyway, off topic, but whatever.
You're saying that the taxonomy of swords only happened after the fact.
Yeah, just like the taxonomy of bread clips.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a thing.
This is a good post.
So, what hireables did you guys use in your
I used
your game?
The Faber, the Sigraceros, and the Architect.
The Architect?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I ended up with the Agent early on, and he was cool.
The Agent is, like, I used the Agent, too, for a while.
Yeah.
And he was really great, and then, like, my Agent, like, it's one person. He died a lot. The agents I got later in the game just, like, went to shit and stopped being able to accomplish anything.
I feel like they're good early game, and then, like, mine died, and I was just like, I'm replacing you with someone else.
So here's the thing. When my agent... Because, like, you guys were talking up the agent the last time we talked. You were like, oh, the agent's so good. I was like, okay, I'll try this agent guy out. He's only 13 coins. Like, what the fuck?
That's because he can die.
Yeah.
It's because he gets dead.
He died on his first mission. I was like, go steal some armor from the Legate's camp. And he was like, sure thing, boss. And he goes out there, gets murdered immediately. And then...
The Legate's mad at
you. And then
you.
I'm like, okay, well, I'll just hire a new agent. And he just, like, wasn't in the menu anymore. And I was like...
Oh, it takes a little while for the agent to be replaced.
So yeah. I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just hire someone else then.
Yeah, you have to wait like a day or two, and then another agent will be
the medic
available.
Dude. It's totally great.
Yeah, you get the Medicius, so your dudes heal up super fast. He can sell you like 8 upgrades, and they all do the same thing, but
they just make them heal faster.
They cost different resources and take different amounts of time to research.
Yeah.
But they all just make your dudes heal faster.
Yeah, you told me before about getting the training dummies.
Oh yeah,
and I noticed a significant increase with training dummies in my.
Yeah, notice. Your soldiers train like shit without the dummies. It seems like.
And so then I started
palaces.
Yeah.
Then I started
the
doing
dummies.
The stones and the fire pits too, because that increases.
Oh,
specific
can those trainings. Can those occupy the same training space?
Yes, okay. Yes. But the thing that sucks about it is they all take like 3 days each.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you can spend
free.
like 180 days doing. some of them, like all of them together. Like,
yeah.
The stones and like two of them are free, and then one of them costs money.
Yeah, the palace costs 5 gold each.
Yeah.
So like on mine, like I got an architect and had him fill every slot with a palace. And then I fired him,
because
I don't need him anymore.
Yeah, because most of the resource things he brings suck.
Like, well, they're good, but they take, like, a month to build.
Yeah.
And you only have, like, a year until the championship.
I spent a lot of time building those, thinking it would, like, keep that problem off my back, and it didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm not
It's so
doing
cheap
that
to buy from the market, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
totally.
Yeah.
It's like when you come back from a fight, it's like usually you have somewhere between 500 and 1,000 coins, and it's like, okay, so half those go to upgrading the gladiator who won's equipment,
right?
Because he fucking earned it, and then the other half go to upgrading your shit, right?
So, yeah, I did build.
So you go spend 11 coins to get like way too many of each resource.
I did build private quarters with my
architect. Yeah, you got to award private quarters.
So Rubelius was the only dude who had his own.
Yeah, because you can only build one.
Yeah.
So you give it to your champ.
Yep.
The only thing I miss about having the agent is one of the things the agent can do is you can go round up a bunch of prostitutes for your gladiators, and that makes them, like, super
pumps
happy.
Up morale.
Like, way better than, like, quarters or doling out rewards.
I considered buying a bard.
Yeah?
Because it says in the menu that they just sing songs and increase morale. That sounded like a good call.
Well,
but
being a slave's alright as long as the music's good enough,
Yeah, totally. The murdering and the music. That's all that matters.
So, I mean, most of the time in actual gladiatorial combat, you don't die, right? And most dominas or dominas.
Speaking of shitty technique, shitty tech in a game. The way your gladiators surrender is at the end of the game. Well, if they surrender in a fight at the end of the match,
which is a thing you need to research.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they do that at the end of the match, you can play the click as fast as you can game to totally have your gladiators still die because it's totally impossible.
Well, it's not impossible. And I'm going to tell you how. You get this this utility I use called X Mouse.
Okay.
And it allows you to rebind functions on your mouse. And what you do is you bind roll forward on the mouse wheel to a double click and roll back on the mouse wheel to also a double click. So that when I roll my mouse wheel back and forth, I'm clicking like basically 4 times as fast as like a person can.
It's the old Counter-Strike Duel Elites trick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
really
good.
Why are you pronouncing all the letters in that word?
What, Counter-Strike?
No, Duelites.
Duelites? Duelies?
Either or.
But the whole point is moot because once, like I said, once you sort of solve this game, you never need to do that.
Yeah, like,
you just win matches.
I was way more comfortable at the end after I'd figured out some things, and then I was like, well, now I want to play again and beat the game really hard. Like, yeah.
So, speaking of the end.
Yes.
Let's talk about the ending.
Okay.
So at the end of... So, I played this game twice. So, the first playthrough, I was like, yeah, I got my two dudes with 200 level stats. Like, what else do I need? And then I get to the end of the game, and the game's like, okay, here's the thing. You, the character, Domina, are in a room full of angry men who want to kill you. You have a sword. Good luck.
Yeah.
And it's like, great. And then the game, at that point, finally reveals, so you remember how we told you the entire game that Gladiator's Freedom was bad? Like, there's even multiple things in the research tree to prevent it. There's things in all of the upgrade trees to prevent gladiators from escaping. There's things to increase their morale to make them want to stick around longer. And it's like, and then at the end it's like, no, you should have been releasing people the entire time. And I'm like, well, now you tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, game.
So
it pulled a very, like, inside a rug out from under me sort of thing that I did not appreciate at all.
So I want to ask about the fight before that, right? When you go fight the champion.
Oh, Vitruvius and Angus whirled in like the tornadoes of death they are and killed them in 8 seconds.
So did you only put those two in the fight?
Yes.
Okay, so when I got that fight, there's, like, 8 dudes in the arena ready for you.
Yeah.
And I look at my, like, availability, and it's like, dude, you can put 15 people in there.
Oh, I just
like,
put my whole loot in.
Like, all of them, go! Yeah. like, this is the last one, it doesn't matter!
No, I was feeling myself, so I just put in my 2 dudes, and was like, kill them!
And they just
and
did.
And they did!
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely did what Keenan did, and put, like, a big pile of hamburgers.
I got real excited that I could, like, outnumber them with a bunch of shitty dudes.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice in the ending, when you beat the last fight from the Emperor, that he gifts you a behemoth?
Yeah.
For your Ludus?
I also, like, took one alive.
Yeah, I captured one earlier. Behemoth surrendered to me.
Oh, okay, cool.
But the behemoth, like, Let me put it this way. I already defeated the behemoth. He can't be that good. Also, he can't train and he can't heal. Yeah,
you can't put gear on him. Like,
so I...
He's basically a lion with a hammer.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, though. He's worth a lot of money.
So I took mine, and every time it was one of the one-on-one until you're out of dudes fights... Because there's a bunch of different types of fights in this game. We should talk about that.
Oh, yeah. I was super bad at paying attention to that.
Oh, yeah. You get yourself in a really bad situation where you're like, oh, those five gladiators just get to die now.
Yeah. So there's, like, times where your dudes are chained to the ground on one side of the map. Or there's velociraptors. I saw that in a rotation.
Yeah, but can it ever come up?
I don't think it ever came up for me. So, but, like, that's a good...
You mean you can't remember whether or not you fought
it
dinosaurs?
It never happened. But I saw it in there a few times on the spinners.
Yeah, there's...
But one of the times that I actually...
Are you telling me you can't remember the last time you smoked weed?
So, one of my favorite types of game fights that the game comes up with is everyone picks, like, five or six people on both sides, and then they fight each other one-on-one until they're out of
dudes. So that's a bullshit thing.
I actually liked it.
So that's a bullshit thing. Because bullshit that kills my gladiator.
See, here's why I liked it. I stacked three bullshit guys in front who don't matter, and if they won fights, cool. And then I had my big-ass dude with a hammer, and then Rebellious behind him.
Oh, the behemoth.
Yeah.
You should have just sold the behemoth for, like, 800 gold.
No, dude, it was way cooler watching him smash.
No, but you can buy so much gear with that much money.
Yeah, but he killed a lot of people.
You could buy, like, Rebellious,
so,
like,
another bat. We talked about this earlier, but, Owen, your experience with lions was very negative.
Yeah.
Would you please describe that?
So at one point, so the game has random events that happen while your bodies are training. Like,
you could get a lion.
The Liget's son has been caught in a brothel. What do you do? You know, and, like, one of the events was, like, I wound up with a lion.
A lion showed up! What do?
Yeah, and so, like, I have a lion. It's like, cool, this is, like, an arena thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, train it to fight.
Yeah, except you can't train it. It doesn't heal, it seems.
Nope.
So I put it in the arena to fight. I put it in an exhibition match, actually, which is, like, a thing you can do.
Okay.
You can do exhibition matches where your own dudes fight your own dudes.
For experience. It's totally
worth
doing.
And they always all surrender, and they all get experience, and it's great. And
everyone lives.
Yeah, and so the dude just murdered the lion, though, with a wooden sword, and so I was really unhappy with the lion.
See, I don't know how you had a dude in your ludus that had a wooden sword, because that shit doesn't fly for me.
Well, that was on my first playthrough, where
you had to earn that shit.
Wooden swords are bullshit.
Yeah, well,
everyone gets
a gladius. So the intention was, like, this is going to be a funny exhibition match. We're just going to feed a dude to a lion.
But then he won.
Yeah, and then he won, and I got mad, and I think I sold him or executed him or something.
Oh, okay.
Well, he killed my lion.
I wasn't judging you. I was just saying, like, okay.
The lion was worth more than him.
So I received a lion in a random event.
Yep.
And it was something, like, I gave clemency to the lion for something, and so I got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lion's name was Cornelius. Let me tell you about Cornelius. Cornelius ate, like, 16 people. Okay? I couldn't heal him neither, but I was just like, I'm gonna see how long I can ride this train. Because here's the thing. When lions win... Because, you know, at the end of the match, it, like, has that little screen that shows you, like, what stats the character has gained.
Yeah.
The lion got that. Like, he got increased stats when he won fights. So, that's how you train your lion, right?
All right, I guess.
I hope there's, like, one hireable character who heals lions.
I put the lion, before I understood how you're supposed to stack the 1v1 fights that happen five in a row, before I understood how to do that, I accidentally stacked it so the lion was first, and then the lion killed everybody. And I was like, cool. <That's dope. laughs> And then I put him in another fight.
And everyone in line behind him was like, dude, lion took our XP.
Yeah. No, they all got XP too.
Oh, nice! Right? The lion shares. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then I was like, okay, send the lion back in. And then he just kept winning. And then eventually I was like, oh, I can't heal the lion anymore. Right.
Everyone who survives a match always gets XP. Like, I've done exhibition matches where three of the dudes on one team just run around and do nothing. Yeah. And at the end of the match, they get XP.
Yeah.
It's nothing like the real thing, you know?
So my lion got in one fight and lost most of his life, but he won.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, you get to live. And I sold him. Like,
but,
can I let you in on a secret? Your lion probably didn't live.
I don't care. I sold the lion to the man down the way, and I didn't see it die.
And he went to the farm out in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. With your pet goldfish from when you were a kid.
Yep.
So it was, I think I've mentioned this on podcast before, but I'm going to mention it again. All the dogs that were alive when we were born are dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, it's like the when the oldest person on Earth dies, at that moment, they like they literally have no one that they knew in their life yep. alive.
Yeah. All right.
Or I said that wrong, but whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah. All right. So the writing in this game was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What writing are we casting
like
judgment
on? The writing in the not like the narrative of it. The narrative was fine because it was literally just one thing.
Yeah.
Right. It was like the emperor wants blood for an entire year.
But
sure.
Like, the little
whatever.
Conversations you have.
Yeah.
With
like the conversations
are just like so bland.
Yeah.
That like
that's
it's not fun.
Anyway, but that's not the point. I just wanted to
say but the things that people yell out of the crowd are fantastic
there's
and
a baby,
horrible.
There's a baby on the field.
Horrible.
The music's
things.
Fantastic, too. We haven't talked about that.
We didn't talk about the music. I remember the thing I said before when I was talking to you about this music was that I like it more than the music from Brigador on an individual level, but
yeah.
there's less of it, so it gets old faster.
Yeah, and it's also about one thing, the
right.
music.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. What was the phrase you used when we talked about this before?
It's Spanx.
It's Spanx.
It's Spanx.
It's Spanx, which is close to the thing that the kids say.
It's not slaps, it's
yeah.
Spanx.
Yeah.
No, but like, it's dope.
It's
I mean,
good.
It's not slap rock, it's spank rock.
Right.
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 Yeah, like, it's...
Yeah, y'all should listen to spank rock.
Definitely,
yeah, definitely listen to spank rock. Anyway, you're saying...
It's music that gets you in the mood you need to be in to play
right.
this game.
It's there to do the pumping of the amping.
Whatever that like Eastern flute they got going on in the background.
Yeah.
That like reedy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Good.
That dry ooh.
It's good.
That makes my blood pump.
It hits a nerve
yeah.
right there, yeah. I also like that now that I've seen it work, mm-hmm. I really like that the game counts down the matches on the beat. It's pretty cool.
Alright. Anything else anyone wants to say about Domino before we move on.
Is there a chicken hat for this game?
There is. So, I get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Want to make sure we didn't...
Yeah.
No.
And we tallied
no one's trying to Welsh there.
We tallied up last time we were together.
It's 3-1-1, right?
Yeah, it's 3, Owen, and
oh, yeah.
1, and 1,
yeah.
Matt and I.
Dope.
So.
3-1-1 for season 2.
Yep.
All right. And no one wants to say anything else about Domino?
No, I mean, I've said my piece.
Do we want
it's
to give
cool.
it a Not Real
I
Game
hope-
Award?
It's cool, and I hope people don't have the same technical issues I had, because that game actually deserves time.
Yeah.
I mean,
a single playthrough is about 2 hours.
Yeah.
So
no, and, like, having finished one, I definitely want to play more.
I think that this game should make a mobile version of
yeah.
itself.
I'd be down to jam on this game on
tablet or something. I think I'd pay an amount of money exceeding $10 for a mobile version of this.
Yeah, yeah, I could see myself playing
like
it.
Like, if they redid the AI for mobile.
It would be...
Or the, not the AI, the UI, sorry.
It would be a really fun game to take on the airplane. That
right.
kind of thing. Like,
right,
oh,
like
I'm going traveling, I get to play Domino!
Yeah,
it would be
yeah,
a really
yeah, yeah.
cool tradition. Yeah. Like,
this is a good podcast or watch a Netflix game, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, once you get comfortable enough in it that you don't need to watch everything.
It's not super active, as long
yeah.
as you don't buy mind control.
Yeah, I don't think any of us did that.
No. I've heard it's really hard because you have to click for each attack and do things.
Yeah, it sounds terrifying.
And that game's really fast-paced, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna let my gladiators do their job.
Right,
yeah.
right. Like, this game is cool and laid back for
so,
me in
oh,
a way,
so
and I don't want to ruin
the thing
that.
I want to mention, though, is if you don't buy mind control, you're not familiar with the controls for when they throw you into the pit.
Ah,
yeah.
that's
right?
a good point.
So, that was annoying, because I was still trying to figure out how to move when the crowd came on me and murdered me.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
So again, yeah, this game doesn't fucking explain itself, and I don't like it.
That's frustrating.
In like, really basic ways that it should. Yeah. That's Domino.
Cool.
I recommend it.
Yeah.
What else we got? Anyone got any games they wish existed?
Nah. Yeah. Every game that I wish existed does.
Really?
Whoa.
Including...
I don't know. At this moment, anyway.
Okay. At this moment.
Yeah, okay. I'm into that.
Everything. Well, I wish that there was a Super Mario RPG sequel.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish that was a thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Be alright.
And I wish Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time did online play.
That would make that game good. Like, it's a good game.
Yeah.
But that makes that game good.
like, I understand they want to encourage me to be in the same room with my friends and play a video game that way, but...
That's hard to do, man.
Yeah, four people.
Adults got shit to do.
Yeah.
yeah.
At their house.
Yeah. anyway, can you talk about wrestling?
Yeah. God. Wrestling. Oh, yeah! No, I do have a dumb wrestling thing.
Okay.
So there was this big match with 5 people against 3 people, and...
Did they have to come out one by one?
The five-man team was a tag team and 3 individuals. Okay. So they came out that way.
I don't know what that means.
So two guys came out together the same way they always do, because they come out together.
Okay.
And then The Miz came out, and then Braun Strowman came out.
That's his name.
His name is The Miz.
These guys. His name is The Miz.
And then...
Like the college?
And then...
Yeah, Mizzou.
Yeah.
Sure.
M-I-Z. Old Miz.
Oh, I'm excited for Old Miz. That'll be fun.
No, it's Ole Miz.
Well, I'm excited for that.
Okay. It's the same number of letters and an apostrophe, but the last letter is different.
And then Kane came out. And then Kurt Angle came out looking like excited dad behind the Shield guys, and that was hilarious.
What does excited dad mean in this context?
He's grinning ear to ear when he's supposed to be trying to look hard and tough.
Okay.
And it's great. So this match goes on for a really long time, and a lot of dumb stuff happens.
Was it meningitis that, like, a bunch of people had, or...?
Yeah. So what? Two people got pulled from the card because there was a viral outbreak with the wrestlers.
Bummer.
And so they had to change some shit around real quick.
You don't
want to
fuck around with meningitis.
Yeah, don't. So through the course of the match...
I thought this was going to be like a wrestling plot line. It was like, and then Undertaker gave everyone meningitis.
No, like I think they were
like they were like, Angle, we're not fucking around about this.
Kurt Angle wasn't supposed to be there.
So Kane and Braun Strowman are both giant men. Braun Strowman.
Hold on, another question.
Yeah.
Are not all wrestlers giant men?
No,
they
no,
are
gianter
men.
Especially.
Okay. They are all 6'8 plus.
Okay, I'm sorry to keep interrupting.
No, it's fine. So they've been kind of feuding with each other for a while, and they somehow inexplicably put on a team together.
Okay.
So the team explodes midway through the match.
Oh no.
And Braun Strowman is trucking everybody because he's huge.
Okay.
And the team of four other guys who were on Braun Strowman's team a minute ago decide they need to fucking deal with this before he hurts everybody. So they put him in a garbage truck, close the garbage truck up, the truck leaves, and we didn't see Braun Strowman for a week and a half.
Oh, cool.
And when we saw
like
him,
Shredder?
He came out of the fucking garbage truck.
Yeah, so yeah, he's exactly like the Shredder.
It's exactly like the Shredder.
Okay, great.
It was really dumb and amazing because he's so strong you have to put him in a garbage truck to contain him.
Are they going to use the garbage truck next time?
I hope
so. What's the plan going forward?
Just more garbage
trucks. I hope that Braun Strowman's thing becomes the garbage truck match.
Garbage truck becomes a single-use item that puts off Braun Strowman for a week.
Yeah, in a card game. It's the put-away Braun Strowman card.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's the dumb wrestling thing.
It's garbage trucks.
Braun Strowman garbage man.
Braun Strowman garbage trucks.
Yep.
All right. We talked about the Chicken Hat already.
We did.
And what are we playing next week?
We're playing Neon Struct.
Okay.
What's that?
It is a immersive sim, like stealth FPS, but it's not like shooty. It's like Deus Ex with the actual like gunfights pulled out.
Yeah.
It's like a little indie version of that type of game.
Will I get shit talked for not saving a guy again?
I don't know, probably.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't save a guy again.
You didn't save that guy?
So I accidentally skipped past him entirely in my first playthrough of Deus Ex.
Yeah, he left Gunther Herrmann locked up when he played
Deus Ex. Yeah, I never ran into him, so I didn't know I was supposed to get him out, because I didn't pay attention.
And when they got back to base, like, Gunther, like, dressed him down.
Yeah, he's like, it's better to look good than save an agent in need, agent. Yeah. And you're like, oh, this guy doesn't like me, and he's cool.
Yeah. He's a fucking cool cyborg, man.
Yeah, he's mad at me.
Oh, fuck.
And then Owen gave me shit about that forever.
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on.
No, it's cool. Like, I deserve it.
Gunther Herrmann, man.
He's a cool dude. Right up until you gotta blow him up.
The original Deus Ex is a very good game.
It is.
And following the rules here,
someone's got to install it and play
it. Yeah, someone. Which one of us is reinstalling
the
original?
No, it's.
I think someone needs to go save Gunther Herrmann.
I need to atone. Yeah. Is that it?
You got to go tell Gunther Herrmann about Darkwave.
Yeah, in the future, it's already there.
Sure. Hey, where can they find us, Keenan?
You can send comments, corrections, or.
Game codes
to badplaystyle@gmail.com. We will gladly play your game. And then, Owen, where can we discuss things?
If you want to talk to the other listener of this fine podcast, you can go to reddit.com/r/badplaystyle and talk to the other listener.
I fixed my thread.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I found a new link that won't go away for the Doom Comic.
I'm going to have to go moderate on this, aren't I?
I already allowed it.
Are we already having mod wars?
I already moderated. It's okay. It's fine.
Jesus Christ. See you guys from Neon Strux.
Later.
Fine.
Is made by my good friend Benjamin Busey. You can find his SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/basicbenji206.